WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO Medford, 10:05 in the morning. Oh, Audrey.
That was a rockin' one.
Oh, you can pick them, my friend.
The power pop queen.
That was kind of killer there.
I love them.
Cheap Trick, right?
They're great.
From the Heaven Tonight CD, Auf Wiedersehen. Wiedersehen?
Auf Wiedersehen.
I wish I was kidding. I should have known that. I don't know how to read that like that.
It's okay.
So. Okay, say it again.
Auf Wiedersehen.
God bless you.
Yes. I think the Bags did a cover of that song back in the day.
There's a band called the Bags?
Yeah, remember the Bags?
I don't
from
remember
Boston?
The Bags.
Oh, okay. In the 90s.
I don't.
Good band.
Part of the 90s I spent in New York.
Okay.
So that's why. I have an excuse.
It's a good place to hang out, too.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Okay, just before that awesome Cheap Trick one was the Cast Irons, another wonderful band from around here. Their record called The Broken Hearts Club gave us Endless Dream. Yay, Cast Irons. Yeah, we all know them and love them.
Yes.
Greg Allen's Friends Religion, another local power pop guy. Brand new record from him called Happiness Is On The Way. That was She's Stoned. She's stoned. He's not judging. He's just saying she's stoned.
Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, there's no gray. Either you are or you're not.
Yes.
She's stoned.
Have I done it?
I've done enough on that. All right, another great request from Audrey. Just before that, a band called the Tweeds called I Need That Record from the Power Pop Queen. That is Audrey.
I love it.
Yeah, that was great. When I first queued that up, I heard the first guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it. That was it.
It's a good one.
It was good. And Buffalo Tom was the new noise for that set from last year's Quiet and Peace CD, The Least That We Can Do. Introduced to me from
that
Tom Fay from
set.
Sonic. Yeah, we're going to play some Sonic too as well.
Excellent.
Looks like you're getting up to go somewhere.
No.
I thought you were going to like walk out.
Just moving my chair.
Or you can't go because you have...
I'm realigning after that big rock and roll set.
All right, we have 5 songs that you pick, so if you leave, that would be kind of not good.
No, that wouldn't be good.
All right, so you picked 5 songs, and one of your favorite bands is going to start it off for us, The Fall.
The Fall.
Tell us about your romance with The Fall.
Oh, boy.
Every single time I talk to you, put on The Fall.
I love The Fall.
I know
and
that.
And The Fall actually hold a special place in my heart. We became friends with Marky Smith. I know that's kind of hard to believe. Very private person. But when he came to Boston, my sisters, Julie and Lori and I, all got to hang out with Marky Smith. Sat on his... his rock and roll tour bus and drank scotch together.
Mm-hmm.
And he just really took a liking to us. We reminded him of his sisters, and he probably felt a little lonely on the road. Anyways,
so.
We all became friends, and actually my sister and Mark became very good friends as well. And it was just one of those, you know, meeting of the minds or something between Lori and Mark. Both the poets and, you know, writers. So, so we all became friends, and Mark spent the night on my mother's couch, and we all sat at the Riptide and drank booze together.
The Ripper up in Marblehead.
At the Ripper.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And we had fun. So, I just love The Fall. I mean, they just have such a unique sound. They're one of those bands that you just can't, you can't put a stamp on them. They're really unique. So here it is, yeah. Lost in Music. This is actually a cover of the Sister Sledge song.
Oh, geez, I didn't know
I know, and with his interesting lyrics.
Yeah, from 2006, their record called The Infotainment Scan.
That's right.
This is Lost in Music, starting off Audrey's 5 song set.
Right on.
Here at WMFO.
Regarder en arrière, perdu dans la musique, craignant de te faire fondre.
Les monnaies. Il sort le tableau. Il money.
Il
sort le tableau. Sir.
The palace of excess leads to the palace of excess.
Feel so alive.
Ha!
Oh, yeah.
called Vicious. my ears, will you?
Give me that Darcy, man. You don't need the Darcy. Oh, it's a Darcy. Relax.
Efforts, rust, and junk. We'll be right back.
It is WMFO Medford, 10:28 in the morning. Mike and Audrey and Mike here.
I magically appeared.
Yeah. Well, it's so cold that I can't believe you get out of your house.
Yeah, you know, they have to chisel the ice off me, and then they push me down the stairs.
Really? Who does that for you? Who's the guy?
Interesting people.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Mike Stewart's here, everybody. Audrey's still here. Hello.
Oh, I'm still here, yeah.
That was your devil set.
That was my rock and roll set, definitely.
Yeah. Man. All right, let's talk about some of those. We talked about The Fall that was lost in music that started the whole thing off. And Mr. Lou Reed and Vicious, yeah.
Yeah, that was from my sister Lori. Yeah. She asked me if I would play her a Lou Reed song. She wanted to do Street Hassle, but it's an 11-minute song, so...
Oh, thank
sorry,
you.
Lori.
Brian usually covers that song.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Cool.
He does play that.
Excellent.
Right,
cool. The Pretty Things after that from 1968 SF Sorrow record, Walking Through My Dreams. That was just all, like...
It's beautiful.
Spacey and, yeah,
that's for Eric Plank, who lives in Delaware. And he's a good friend of mine, and SF Sorrow is probably one of the most influential records, at least for me, you know, musically. I just, once I connected to that record, it was unbelievable. I just love it.
It was awesome. That was Walking Through My Dreams, The Titanics, right after that, from 1990, self-titled record, Who Pulled the Plug? They asked.
And it's a good song.
That was
great.
Really
one.
Good.
Yeah, Nat's something else. And he's got a new record that just came out, Devil Rockin' Man. It's, in fact, Mike just brought it in. I was looking at
it. The single is Devil Rockin' Man. And on the whole, I want to say LP, CD, it says Better Late Than Never.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, and that last record just had the air guitar just flowing freely in here. Ministry.
Yes, Ministry.
Yeah. Are they Australian? Is that where they're from?
No.
Where are they from?
They're, I believe, well, I met Al Jorgensen the first time I ever met him. He was like a poofy 80s dude at the Rat in like 1980. So he was living in Boston. But I know he went to Texas. He moved to Texas at some point. I know somebody might be able to give me some more info about where he's located now, but I always like Ministry.
That was Ministry, Just One Fix.
Yeah, Just One Fix.
That was a real devil music.
Yeah, that's devil music. There.
It was awesome, though.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, well, thank you for putting together that set.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a couple of things to say. We want to start the next New Noise with Brian Young's, the same Brian Young, who does 1-4 here, Crash Course for the Ravers. He's got a band called the Thigh Scrapers, and they are playing next Friday, January 18th, at Koto. It's the Thigh Scrapers, Billy Connors Project, and Stigmatics.
That's a really good show.
Koto, isn't it?
I'm going.
Yeah. Oh, are you? Oh, that's right. You're going.
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm
going to
go with
friend.
You.
Is yes.
That,
excellent. We're all going together.
Friday night. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. But we also wanted to talk about this. Your friend Joe Zippo Kelly.
Yes.
It's such a good cause.
A great cause.
Yeah.
It's January 12th at Koto as well in Salem, Mass.
Yeah.
And Joe Zippo is a long, you know, he's been playing in this scene for a long time. He passed away. I'm not exactly sure. I think it was 2007. I might be wrong. But my friend Stu is putting together a show, and all the proceeds go to a scholarship for a musical scholarship for a lucky person out there. So try to support that as well. January 12th
at
Koto.
Today.
Oh, it's today.
It's today.
Hello.
What day is it?
I don't know.
8 o'clock tonight at Koto.
Never know.
And then next Friday.
All right, next Friday is
Brian. Thigh Scrapers, Billy
and
Connors
I'll be
Project.
There for that.
At Koto.
Yes.
All right, so let's start off with Brian's band, shall we? The Thigh Scrapers from their new record. This one's called Shatter here at WMFO.
Oh.
Metric.
Shoulders off the Yeah. dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
WMFO. You're welcome.
Really. Medford.
10:48 in the morning, everybody. Everything you just heard, the last five songs.
Yes.
That was all.
Sensor, yes.
That was all from the great city of Boston.
That's right.
Shitty Boston. That's right. Incredible. We always say it.
Yeah.
Incredible talent around here.
I love Le Pest, obviously. I was just telling Audrey, the second Lures of Le Pest, they have a DVD out, and they had a couple on, and some of my photos make it on. But Carissa Johnson, we kind of call her the Joan Jett of Boston.
Yep. So let's just go in order, starting from the end. You're one of your favorite local bands ever, because every time I ask you, what do you want to play? Yeah. Le Pest, with a big smile on your face. That was great. Acid Test by Le Pest, and it rhymes.
Yeah.
So what else do you need?
I don't even have to play music. I don't have to even be a DJ anymore. It's all done right here.
The great Abby Barrett just before that from 2016's record, That Shame.
Yeah.
That was a rocker.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Great stuff.
Flight of Fire just before that. Speaking of rocking, 2016 they put out something called Path of the Phoenix.
Oh, great gals.
That was Rockstar Life. Yeah, they are.
They take no prisoners. They go full throttle.
No, but you know, like when we met them before that show, they're just, you know, like human beings. who would have thought?
Yeah, I know.
I really like Flight of Fire. Carissa Johnson, you were just mentioning her.
Love her.
2012, she put out a record called Only Roses. That was the title track.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. And Brian Young's band, The Thigh Scrapers, from the release last year, an EP called The Thigh Scrapers EP. How did they think of that one?
I don't know.
That was called Shatter. That's a killer track.
Yeah.
So I want to continue with a couple of minutes we have left with some more local music. Andrea Gillis.
Yes.
Which is someone that Audrey hasn't heard.
Yeah, she started with Red Chord with Emily Grogan and a bunch of other people, and then she went on to her own solo career. She's been doing great.
It's from her latest record called Ladies Love Thunder. This is Land on Me to start the last short set here at WMFO.
Medford.
It's WMFO Medford. We've done it again. We've done another 2 hours here. And I'm Mike, and Audrey, thank you. You've been with me the whole
time.
Thank you,
Mike.
Great, great to have you.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
I love coming in. It's always fun.
Yeah, and that other voice, I love having you.
It's Mike.
Please come. I know.
Hello.
What? I was just going to continue.
The two mics.
I was going to keep extolling your virtues.
Oh, that's all right.
Please come back again soon.
I will.
Okay. All right. Good. And the other mic over there, Mike Stewart, thanks for coming in.
Two mics on a mic.
Two mics on the mic.
Yeah. Boy, you're clever.
I know.
All right. So
I went to college.
Those last two songs, wonderful local women rockers, Andrea Gillis from her latest Ladies Love Thunder, that was Land On Me. What'd you think of that?
I thought that was great.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
never heard?
Really.
Boy.
A lot of these artists I just haven't heard of. I just kind of dropped out in the last 10 years, so
yeah.
I'm kind of out of the loop, but
you
it was
gotta
really
listen.
Nice to hear.
Andrea's wonderful.
Do.
Yeah, and Lily Black, that we just finished up with from last year's, actually, My Own Hero CD, the cover of the Cave Dogs, Leave Me Alone.
That's really cool. I love the Cave Dogs.
We were just saying they were like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. Well, they just turned 18. She's in Berkeley. And they have a new release out called Cover Me Up. And the front cover is the bathroom of WMFO.
Yep.
It's a fine bathroom.
Yes, it is.
As bathrooms go.
Day in there.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds like Sue Edelman. Could that be?
No.
Could it be?
Okay,
Sue
it
is here.
Hi.
For some.
I talked before I was introduced.
No, it's okay. Well, you're here for something about the women, which starts in about a minute and a couple
14 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're early for the first time ever.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm gonna pass out now.
That was just you banging the thing.
Well, yeah. It would be a lot louder if I really passed out.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it'd be like, oh my God, call 911. But none of that is happening.
No.
We're just calm as can be.
That's right.
So what's happening now with something about the women and you today?
Oh, well, we're going back to the 60s.
Oh.
The decade of my birth.
Yeah. How does one do that? Is there a time machine you have to do? Or?
Yes. Yeah? And they're setting
the
that
door?
Up over in the other studio. Okay. And then I push a button and we go zipping back to the
60s. Oh, is it
60s.
This button right here?
No!
No!
Yeah, but we're going to go back to the 60s and hear girl groups, Motown,
excellent.
Pop, rock,
oh, excellent,
all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. I've just been I've been going back in time lately. So since the time we're in isn't so great.
Whatever do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
So that's what we're going to be doing in another 15 seconds.
Yeah. All right. So you've got that all. The power
it's all ready
is yours.
To go. All right.
The
well, you're listening
yours.
To 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good.
And it's time for something about the women.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back next week at 9.
Yay for bye Mike bye. On the mic with two mics.